But the word of the Lord came to me, says, and you may take notes in your heart, be it known to all who are present. This week, we'll release prosperity and financial deliverance in abundance. Get ready to receive blessings, plural, you have never seen before. For what my son has paid for is about to be delivered to you by my grace and through faith. The time has come for real believers to receive, release, and rest in my supernatural blessing all over the world. That my name be glorified. That my son's name be magnified. And that the Holy Spirit will edify the body of Christ. Lift your hand and praise God for that. As more during the week, he spoke to me more in one time, more in two times. And we'll get in it further down in the week. Now, lest these seals, the Lord brought that to me as he called me to be an apostle, and he said that he wanted me to start giving apostolic seals. Now, don't these seals come from the Spirit? I mean, by divine inspiration. The gift of prosperity is a gift from God that cannot be disputed by no power. Therefore, I choose to live in the prosperity my Father has provided for me. Go ahead and pray about that a few minutes. Can't be disputed. I choose to live in it. It's a choice. Pray about that. Make your choice. Wow. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. The more I develop in the spirit of grace, I see my freedom flowing like rivers of living waters. May the financial flood keep running through my life as appointed by God. Pray about that. As a financial flood running through your life. Hallelujah. Pray about it. Receive it. It's yours. Receive it. Don't worry about the past. This is a present moment anointing. Financial floods. Glory. Freedom. The spirit of grace. Flowing like rivers of living waters. In Jesus' name. I know. Financial triumph belonged to me as a child of God. I will not be robbed of the privilege of living in it all the days of my life. Come on, go ahead and lift your hand and pray about that. I will not be robbed. Oh, my goodness. I will not be robbed. Glory to God. Glory. 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 Financial triumph belong to me as a child of God. In Jesus' name, we're praying. I see you walking in financial triumph the rest of your days. Can you see it? Don't let situation and circumstances and other people, I don't want to say ignorant people, but other people, talk you out of it. You're under this now. You're here, aren't you? You've come and got under the umbrella of financial triumph. All financial failures in your life is arrested tonight. And I hear the Spirit of God says, you're being filled with fuel for more. The next financial moves you make, you will not run out of gas. Are you listening? It's time for the body of Christ to shine in every area of their lives. And this one we have to deal with, because the body of Christ has not been shining here. We were going home. I was driving my Maybach. My wife was behind me in her Ghost, Rolls Royce. And then these boys were behind us in new Escalades. They all were the same color. And we were driving. We had some other people in there, sort of like a caravan going home. And some guys we met on motorcycles. They had three or four young men on green, all their motorcycles the same color. So when I turned, he said, but he didn't know what was coming behind me. When my wife turned, they all hit the, run, hon! Them boys would have come to church in a split second. If I had time to talk to them and tell them who I am and what's going on, they'd been here tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
People looking for blessed people. That's why God blessed us. That's why he want to bless us more. You ready to receive? You may be seated. Now, I don't know whether to do this by mic or do it just by you saying it. Who was here this morning? I need three or four people as we talk this morning about how to receive the grace of prosperity through faith. I need one or two or three people to look at their notes and give that back to me. Raise your hand who you're ready to go. Yeah, stand up, Sam, and tell me something you heard this morning.
My prosperity is non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable. Now, this is the type of stuff you heard this morning. In other words, Satan and nobody else, no company, no job, can talk me out of it. Who else? Yes, sir.
Prosperity will keep you from sin.
Prosperity will keep you from sin. Yeah, it will. It will. When you see the goodness of God, we use the 39th chapter of Genesis about Joseph. Joseph had God's favor on him. That's God's grace. And God been too good to me for me to go down this road. All right. Yes. Go ahead.
God is able is not good enough. God will, God can. They're all not good enough. God can't lie. It's not good enough for prosperity. God has, and it is already done.
Powerful to know that. To know that. Your argument now changed. See? You don't have to. Your argument changed. You don't have to be on the defense. You're on the offense taking what's right for yours. You know, in a game, basketball game, The people on defense never make a score. Wrong goal. But when they get the ball and on offense, that's who make the score. You're going to start scoring. Now give me one or two more. All right. Great deal.
My soul is a prosperity blocker. When it's trained, it becomes a prosperity agent.
Listen very carefully to that. That's very, very, very important. All right. All right, son.
You must move from labor to favor.
Labor to favor. You heard that? Yeah. And the body of Christ has been laboring in this area. But you don't have to if you understand grace, understand the favor of God. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. We begin there. If you're writing notes, just put this down. I'll be writing all the time, but God be saying the understanding the secret of standing in prosperity grace. Understanding the secret of standing in prosperity grace. Write this down also. The gift of grace has prosperity in place. The gift of faith, unlock it. All right? I want you to get that. It is easy to live in manifested prosperity. By embracing grace or embracing the grace of prosperity. And enforcing the gift of faith. Listen very carefully. Receive this. Now it is time for you to experience excellent prosperity. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or think. All right, you with me? Romans chapter 5. I want to read two texts and begin to give you some principle. I preach about an hour and 45 minutes. It should not happen tonight. I met Ken Copeland last week, and I gave him a clock because Ken was going on and on and on. So I took my clock. I said, Ken, you see you push the button there? When that thing go off, that's time for you to stop. And so all these people love me. They said, thank you. You the one who gave him the clock? Thank you. And Ken told me, he told me just the other day, he said, I've seen you point that clock and went on. I said, every now and then. In Romans 5, verse 1, therefore being justified by what? We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace. Underline that. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace. Wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. But I just want to think, accessing grace by faith is a stand that you can take in the manifold grace of God. Prosperity the same way. And then Ephesians chapter 3. I preach from this text Sunday, but it's still a stirring in me about this dispensation of grace that we live in and most Christian living under the law. And most Christian trying to do faith without grace and end up being a disgrace. If you get it proper, it'll work. As I said to you this morning, Ephesians 2:8, I've been in ministry 40-some years. Read it, you read it, read it. Didn't realize that's the whole picture. At the cross, grace was manifested. Every type of grace. The gospel, when you define gospel, the word prosperity is in there. When you define salvation, the word prosperity is there. The gospel is good news. It's not a bunch of do and don't. The gospel is so much good news, you don't want to do what you don't do. So here in Ephesians, and the things of God, they are a mystery. They are hidden by the Spirit that only those who knows how to walk in revelation can walk in the mystery. Walk in the secret. Walk in the hidden thing. Are you listening to me? So your next financial move is a mystery. But you will know how to move into it if you listen. You'll come to a point that you're standing everywhere you stand in the grace of prosperity. The Apostle Paul, in Ephesians 3, says, "For at the first place, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of this, the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you all." I feel the same way down here in Darrow today, just like Paul feels. Because I've seen this. I've worked this, and I know how easy it makes life. After you understand it. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. As I wrote in a few words. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Notice verse 5. What in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Apostleship was a hole in the body of Christ that need to be filled. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Goodbye, racism. Gone, brother. If you know how to walk in the Spirit, you know how to walk in grace, goodbye, racism. You can raise all you want, but you can't stop a grace stepper. It's important that you all don't argue your kids from the front wrong platform. You argue from a platform that is part of the problem. Just going to give you a little bit to soothe you, but you're not going to ever go free if you don't go free by the Spirit. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Thank God for the marches. They've done a lot of good things. But they're not really free by marching. Revelation and mysteries known will set you free. And you are never free if you ain't got no money. You just lying to yourself. Go back in the back room and shout, because if you ain't got no money, you're not free. You're a prisoner in your own house. Verse 7, wherefore I was made a minister. Notice that Paul keep talking. According to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. See how he's made a minister? He's a grace minister. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given. That is again. That I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Now, and you know, I can read the whole thing, but look at the 10th verse. to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. And notice verse 12. Notice verse 12. In whom we have what? And what else? What else? By the faith of him. Boldness. Access. Confidence. Boldness. You hear that? Access. Come on, say it. Boldness. Access. Confidence. Into my prosperity. I have boldness. Access. Confidence. In my prosperity. Romans 12, verse 3. You have been there before. Luke 17. You've been there before. Let's look at these two scriptures under this statement. You already have the measure of faith. Faith works when it's used. Notice that. Said not to think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. Romans 12 and 3. For I say to the grace, see that? For I say to what? The grace given unto me. To every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Now notice this. According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Nobody got no more faith than you have. They might have used it more. But each one of us was given the same measure. So how can Jack get rich and Joe go broke? Somebody wasn't using what they have. You don't use what you have. They say if you don't use it, you lose it. Then over in Luke 17 now. Verses 5 and 6, the apostles got mixed up. Lord, increase our faith. Lord said, you don't need no more faith. Use what you have. We always looking at the super faith hero. There no super faith hero in the body of Christ. The boy had strong faith in great faith in Matthew 8 because he knew how to submit to government. Abraham in the 4th chapter of Romans had strong faith because he had gone through grace. He understood the promises of God. He said according as it is written. The Bible said when you go about according as it is written, faith not coming. So faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So it's not so much as having different levels of faith, but it's faith that is you. Your measure will work just like Billy Graham. Fred Price. Apostle Thompson. I don't have no different faith than you have. But I work it. I feed it. And it lead me into green pastures. So you have that measure of faith. You notice that. Then the Lord told us how to use it. And the apostle said to the Lord, Lord, increase our faith. Look what he said to them next. And the Lord said, if you had faith as the grain of mustard seed, the Lord said, size don't make no difference. You might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the seed, it should obey you. Listen, money supposed to obey you. Y'all been obeying money. What if you're bold enough to say, look, money, I'm not playing with you. You've been messing around too much. Now, come on, yeah. I dare you. I dare you. You don't know the authority that you really have. You have some authority if you use it. Some of y'all too cute. Some of y'all been instructed too good. And you won't yield to the awkwardness of the spirit sometimes. The spirit bring awkwardness, move to you to get around yourself. You have missed a lot of money trying to be orderly. And try to prove to people, you know you all that. No, you got to get dumb sometime. And let the Spirit of God lead you in the green pasture. Follow him. Sometimes he do things out of the ordinary. I feel the Holy Ghost. He does things out of the ordinary. Stop trying to be so mannerly all the time and dignified. You can't be dignified all the time and follow the Holy Ghost. Sometimes you got to lose your wig, lose your shoes. False teeth fall out. Just keep moving. Some of y'all too fixed up. Y'all that's straight down the line. The Holy Ghost can't make you shake. You have the measure of faith to activate the grace of prosperity in abundance. I want you to remember that. You got it. You don't have to go to another school. You don't have to call nobody. You got it when you got born again. Jump out the boat. I'm tired being broke. You know you get tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm reading all these scriptures, praying half of the night and still broke. I'm tired, Lord, being broke. I want tip big. I'm a $100 tipper. My boy's there. Plum stranger. Ain't even wait on the table. You know I'm not prejudiced because I give it to everybody. You give a whole $100 to a stranger? No, thousands of dollars. What would you do if you had it? In abundance. Hundreds come to me like one used to leave. You'll get that next week. Listen, you got to listen close now and write notes. The enemy wants to place disgrace on the church with lack and limitation. Luke 16. I feel the Holy Ghost. Boy, I'm going to hold on here with y'all a few minutes here. My God, I feel the presence of God. I believe everybody here ready. How many of y'all ready for your money? I'm tired. Say it. I'm tired of this funny money. I want my money to come out right. I'm a child of the living God. Everything he said belong to me. You see where I am, or you're still looking for me? You see what we're working on? Huh? Luke 16 here. I made the statement the enemy wants to place disgrace on the church with lack and limitation. And here in the 16th chapter of Luke, my God, in the 19th verse. Now, the reason I caught this revelation, because at the end of the teaching the thing, he called these people by name. At the end, he said one went to, in Abraham's bosom. So that means that person was on the Lord's side. Another one went to hell. God sure enough don't want some of y'all to go to hell because you're catching enough hell down here. And we got to put a stop to that. Tell the point next to we got to put a stop to that. In this present world, you're supposed to have days of heaven on earth. They should walk They should recognize you when you walk in a supermarket. They should know you're living from another kingdom. Notice this. I remember some years ago I saw this. And the enemy won't put a disgrace on the church. Look, the 19th verse. There was a certain man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fat sumptuously every day. Oh, man, I like that. If I didn't know no better, I'd become a sinner. With this man living. And that's why sinners don't, they'd rather go be with a sinner group than to be with us. Because we're trying to sell them a ticket for the mission. That little boy said, get you another drink. You think your mama wants something? Bring her something at home. That's the way it is. That's the way it was in the street. Y'all have never been in the street. That's the way we are in the street. In the street, we go to spend all. And we'll spend it all at one place. Ain't nobody in the street run from tickets. I got in the church. You got church runners. They run from tickets. Now I see why they're not prospering. You got the chance to bless an apostle. You gonna run from? You crazy? A rich apostle at that. Don't need your $43.80 to pay for his bill. But God didn't give you a privilege, and you talking about he got the money. Let him. One man said, let him do it. The boy said, no, I know he can do it. We don't. Yeah. Sit down. He's supposed to be one of my right-hand men with his tight cell. He said, go ahead and let apostle pay for it. He able? I'll pay for it, dummy, but I'm going to get more. Yeah. I'm trying to help you. Yeah. Now, look in verse 20. Here come this man represent the church. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And I'll tell you right now, played a mighty good role. According to how the church rolled it. Those of you who follow me can't stay broke. It ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. That anointing is working. I'm going to show you the further down. That anointing is working. Yeah. Say what? Yeah. You know there was a money meeting. What do you think I'm going to talk about? Yeah. Prosperity revival. What do you think I'm going to talk about? What do you think I'm going to talk about? Yeah. We come here, baby, to talk about money. Yeah. We come here. And then I may get to it sometime this year. Stop looking for a breakthrough. Yeah. Stop looking for a miracle. Yeah. You want to walk in the blessing. Yeah. Miracles come when there's a crisis. Yeah. But you still don't know nothing. Right. But if you walk in the blessing, you know how to make it happen over and over again. You see? You know, if I just get a miracle and I can pay all this off, and you'll go right back. Because you don't have no principle. You don't have no wisdom. You don't have no understanding. You haven't done nothing in the spirit world. So stop looking for a miracle and look for how to walk blessed. Take it one step at a time. I did. Mighty fine. Mighty fine. Once I found out how to walk in the blessing, I never ran out. Yeah. People who win the lottery, they kill their crazy self. Yeah. And they go back broke. Yeah. Yeah. I know you don't want me to read this way, but I'm going to read it. You're this sinner. Dressed in fine linen. Yeah. If there's such a thing, it's crazy. On his way to hell, happy. You're a Christian on his way to heaven, miserable. That's not God's fault. About 20 minutes, the Holy Ghost will hit this plate, and I'm gonna sit down. I feel it moving now. from this night forward, you will stand and walk in prosperity grace. Yes, things will be hitting you left and right. Opportunities to say yes and opportunities to say no. Get ready for it. Now watch Satan. He's trying to give you a counterfeit. So you have to discern how you handle your money. You need wisdom to handle money. But you need some money. Y'all didn't say amen loud enough, don't you? See, I got some preachers now. They're watching me now. What they call them? Spies. But I hear some of them tell them sometimes, man, I can't take no more. I'll be able to go over there. I've been broke so long, man. We up talking, this man got something I don't have.
Yeah.
Sure do.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
And then I'm willing to share it.
Yeah.
I'm not high-minded.
Right.
What the word, bigoted?
Yeah.
I'm not bigoted.
Yeah.
I can't.
Come on, man.
If you jam me, I can't say my ABCs too quick. Know nothing about algebra. I took the class. Geometry, I hated it because I know you couldn't use it in life. Don't teach me something I can't use. The school system teach you a whole lot of stuff. Some of y'all right now, I bet y'all got a lot of stuff in you. It been stuffed in you and you can't use it. It's absolutely no good to you. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, call his name. Lord said, come out and open. Which was laid at his gate, full of soul. And desiring to be fed with the crumb. God dug it. Crumb was fell from the rich man's table. Rich man a sinner. The other man, undoubtedly Lazarus, called his name. He knew God. Over the dog, he was broke and sick. Dog came and licked his soul. Broke and sick. Say broke and sick.
Broke and sick.
That ain't right, man.
That ain't right.
And the reason I got my evidence, the 22nd verse says, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Rich man died and also was buried. Now many tell us, say, see, leave that money alone. See what happened?
Right.
No. Dummy? No.
Yeah.
No. No, let me give you another point on this. Turn to 2 Corinthians. Both chapter 8 and 9 are grace prosperity chapter. They tell you how prosperity works. My goodness, y'all listening good. 2 Corinthians, I'm going to read this. It had been read by many, but I caught a hold to it. Got proof. Then 2 Corinthians, let me make a statement. Grace has released prosperity already. Now when I say grace, I'm talking about the cross. I'm talking about what Jesus did. I'm talking about the gospel. I'm talking about salvation, and I'm talking about being a new creature. Grace released that. Got it? Now, here in 2 Corinthians, my goodness, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. Amen. You don't need to have a high school education to understand that. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Verse 8. Can you put verse 8 amplified? You got the amplified back there? Verse 8. And God is able. No, I want verse 8. Verse 8, that's not verse 8. That's verse 6. What school y'all went to back then? And God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Watch it. This is grace, grace, grace. That ye, wait, always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound every good way. That'll make you cuss, boy, if you wasn't saved. But the way when the church, you know what I'm saying? That'll make you just go out there in the pew and just jump on somebody, just start swinging. Just do the best you can. Just whip me. Somebody gonna get whipped me tonight, me or you. Because here, look what this thing say. And God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing. What? Come to you how? In abundance. Why? So that you may always, and under all circumstances, and whatsoever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnish in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. I wish somebody would raise their hand in here. You cannot read that without raising your hand and giving God's glory, because that's where he wants us to be. That's the way it is designed for you to roll. Religion, denomination, high-minded people and high-minded preachers, and talking about prosperity, they never get there. And then I'm going to talk about the seducing spirit in a few moments. So y'all can stop watching that television getting seduced because you got a blue dress on. Just go change dress when he call your name, go change. Because it's a shame, the game, that great names are playing on the body of Christ. They preach, it's worse than looking at a good movie on the TV, and when you come to, I mute it when they got the commercial, because they show more commercials than they show movie. They be bombarding you with all kind of junk. With medicine to kill you before you leave the drugstore. They don't tell you all the side effects to it. Shoot. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. So I watch these men manipulate God's people. They prophesy. They give three or four prophecies and say, now, so much money. They saw that too. Now you don't have them on a few minutes. Get on that phone. You're going to miss it if you don't get on that phone. Yeah. I missed them all. Yeah. They're lying to you. Yeah. And we saw some people so desperate, Mary, they're so desperate that they grab every string they see and think it's going to bring them out instead of setting themselves down and letting the Holy Spirit minister to them and give them revelation in the mystery and wait on God. Come on, wave your hand at me. Because y'all sent some money. I did it. I bought a share. In 2 weeks, my share was gone. But the Lord was teaching me a lesson. Because undoubtedly, my brothers and sisters, God didn't lead me to do that. It didn't come out right. I learned a lesson though, partner. Yeah. And so they're preaching to you. I'm gonna get to it. They're preaching to you. And they preach like the movie. They let the movie run a little while, then they come, the commercial come in. They don't want me on a certain station, they don't want me on. Cause I'm not no whore. Yeah. You're not going to rape me with the revelation God gave me for the body of Christ to raise money for your station. Right. If the doggone station ain't taking care of itself, go off. Yeah. You can't preach the gospel for begging. Right. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all set up there. I know you got your favorite people, but they're begging. Now, Ken Copeland, Creflo, T.D. Jake, they don't obey. They preach the gospel. They don't obey. But that's a name I can call. Turn to Romans 6. Poverty is a result of sin, but grace abound much more. Turn there with me, because I got two or three principles I got to get to you tonight. If I don't get them to you tonight, you won't get them. In Romans chapter 6, verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Poverty is part of sin. So if sin don't have dominion over me, lack and limitation and poverty and not have enough. Hey, you hear me? Shall not have dominion over me. But I have to have that divine connection of grace and faith. For you're saved by grace. Through faith. Look at chapter 5 now in Romans. Don't worry, I got 21 minutes left. I'm almost through. I preach, you should have been here this morning. Get the tape or something. 5 and hallelujah. I don't know what you're laughing about, Philip. You preaching in the morning. You stay up all night if you preach it. He just found out. When he gonna preach? They come here nervous. I don't let them know sometimes. His night over now. He gonna sit at the table a few minutes. Say, I see y'all. I gotta train them right. My old preacher, his daughter sitting here. We sitting up the pulpit. I'm just another world, you know. Take it. That's what old preachers do. Take it. They don't tell you the night before. They tell you when the girl hitting the last note on the song she's singing. You got it, boy. Sometimes I want to say, God, what? Well, I've been trained, man. 5, Romans 5. You stay here, Philip. Don't leave now. 5. Philip said, we're doing good. I thought he was going to be there later on in the week, tomorrow. 5:20. Moreover, the law entered, but the offense might abound. But where sin abound, grace did much more abound. See, I'm saying where poverty abound, prosperity much more abound. Where poverty abound, abundant much more abound. Where poverty abound, he, us, who, under grace, from under sin, from under the law, trying to do it ourselves. I accept your favor, God. See, when you see that way, your position changed at that moment. I felt an unction. I accept your favor of prosperity, God.
I accept your favor of prosperity, God.
Show me how to do it.
Show me how to do it.
May you be under prosperity flow all the days of your life. You follow me?
Yes,
sir. Give me a few minutes. Turn to 2 Corinthians. This is the one I really want to get to. I thought preaching before I got to it. Because I really won't deal with this in the body of Christ because everybody else is scared.
Yes, sir.
But I have no strings attached to me.
Yes, sir.
You see? And I don't have nobody tell me what I can say and what I can't say.
Yeah.
And the Lord loved me. And so the Lord said, Leroy, you going to say this? I said, yes, sir, I'll say it. You taking care of me, I sure say it. He know I'll say it. I'm about to say it now. I said to you earlier this morning, I said Eve was the seed trying to get something she already had. And lost everything. And that's why I'm talking about these ministers. I mean, I'm just tired of it. They just get on there and talk to God's people like they're stupid. I read the Bible too. Some of y'all need to write to them and say, listen, in 15 seconds, you send $83 in the mail right now. And you're going to be blessed the rest of your day. You know somebody going to do it? You don't know, I mean, got thousands of people listening to me, man. Somebody going to do it. They're going to put their name on it. Say, I feel an anointing in my house. I feel you need to send it this way. Second Corinthians 11:3. Watch this now. But I fear, Paul said, lest by mean, as a serpent, beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. You notice I said it's very easy to have plenty of money. Yeah. I found it out. It's real simple. Sometimes we be too complicated. And sometimes we send money God didn't tell us to send. Or sow money God didn't tell us to sow. We're trying to make God do something. My goodness. Stopping seducing spirit from robbing you by using the anointing properly. 1 John 2:27. Actually now, I got revelation on that verse. You know that verse seemed like it said you don't need a teacher. But the voice you're talking about, you don't need a seducing teacher. It tells you that the anointing will make you know the difference. They may have the same voice, maybe using the same points, but all of a sudden the Holy Ghost go to scratching. And you need not that type of man to teach you. 1 John 2:27. But the anointing what you have received of him abided in you. You need not that any man teach you. Well, I know he didn't. He not talk. Why would he give teachers in the body of Christ? But if you read the chapter, he's talking about there are men with seducing spirit. You have the anointing in you to discern, to stop, to overcome. Look what he said. But the anointing what you have, receiving him abide in you, and you need not any man to teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and it's true, and it's no lie, and even as it taught you, you shall abide in him. See, that's protective. See, that voice, that's what it's for. It's to protect you from seducing spirit that sound like the same thing. You know, seducing spirit can cut up to a real man or woman of God show up in town. Eight chapter act?
Yes, sir.
That boy was cutting up until Philip showed up with the real thing.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't owe no man anything but to love him.
Yes, sir.
But I can't stand to see the body of Christ keep getting raped over and over and over again by the same predator. I know when I was called to be an apostle, I was going to have to stand against it, like the apostle Paul stood against it. I know there are going to be some non-lackable moments. But I have to preach to God's people the full gospel. The truth. How much money have you sold and got nothing back from? Don't be letting Tom, Dick, and Harry prophesy over you. Putting their hand on you. Don't get happy because they called your name. Ask the Lord, should I go? He said, you know, I'm saying, let it ride. He said, you got a word from the Lord. I said, let it ride, sir. I'm a student. I saw in New Orleans, I was sitting there, Dr. Cho. This man started praying for people. He went to Dr. Cho. He reached his hand out. Dr. Cho caught his hand and held his hand. Now go ahead and say what you want. It's power meeting power here now. He wouldn't let him lay his hand on me. I said, no, the Bible said, let no man lay a hand on you. How? Suddenly. See, if you've been broke a long time, somebody tell a good story and start giving green handkerchief, you think they're going to get you out. All from Jerusalem. No, you need a revelation. I don't need none of that stuff them God sending. I don't need no green handkerchief. Hey, could you? I don't need no water from Jerusalem. I've been to Jerusalem. I could have got my own water. All these gimmicks. Prophesying over you. Prophesying. God don't give no man that many prophecies. I tell my members, I'm going to sack them out. Don't y'all be stupid. Wasting all my time. Come ask me, should you send it? Give me that name.
Come on.
Lady, quit her job. She might be here tonight. She quit her job and talk to me. Say, I quit my job thing. All right. Will you pray for me? I said, too late. You should have come talk to me before you quit the doggone job. And I'd have told you that it wasn't the Lord. Keep your job.
Right. Yes, sir. Come on, man. What a possible.
Give me $50 and send $1,000 off. No, it ain't right for you. You sent the $1,000 in the wrong place.
Come on.
I tell you what you do. Go eat at Captain Anderson tonight. Just get up and walk out. What that steak player's name? No. Ruth Chris and Winnie Gonzalez. Yeah. Go to Harry Robart tonight at Captain Anderson. Sit down and order everything you want. And just wash your hand and get up and walk out and go pay
Outback.
And don't call me because I got to rest for tomorrow's service. I ain't coming. Oh, my goodness. So watch those seducing spirit. Now, true prosperity that comes to you now, I'm about to teach you three principles, and I got to close. First of all, through faith. But I want you to turn to Galatians chapter 2 quickly. This is marvelous. If you catch this, you on your way out and up. Galatians 2:20. You know the verse, but you don't know where I'm about to use it. 2:20. I want to teach you a swift way to prosperity, the yet not I principle. You have to learn that principle. The yet, not I. I'm going to show it to you twice. Both times, it's a person taking a bath in grace. Once you take a bath in grace, you understand the yet, not I principle. You don't have to fret it no more. Oh, my. Look in this 20th verse. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. That is, underline that. Yet not I. You're on now. You're ready now. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God and the power of the cross. See, who gave himself for me? That's the cross, you see. Huh? Look what the next verse says. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. The yet not I principle. I'll show it to you better. I'll show it to you again. 1 Corinthians 15. My goodness. I ain't studying the night or nothing. I ain't reading nothing. Philip got to read. Eat me some soup and go to sleep. Leroy going to introduce Phil in the morning. I'm going to show up when I get ready. I don't know what you're laughing at, Ron. You got the next day. So you can go on in the theater. That's all a secret. That's all a secret. Look at that. Man won't know what I'm talking about now. We'll tell you later. First Corinthians 15. Watch this. You watch it? 10. Look at this scripture. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all. See what grace does for you? Yet not I, but the grace of God was with me. Prosperity is a grace thing, man. It's already done. How many jobs you got? Most of y'all got 2 jobs. The mess your love life all up. Y'all shaking hands on one coming in and the other one going out. That ain't God. Look what everybody said. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. I can say that. That's what I'm saying. By the grace of God, I'm rich. By the grace of God, I'm living in prosperity. You can't stop me because it's by the grace of God. And it's not by me. Yet not I. You have to give God the glory with what you have now before he can trust you with more. I stand here tonight blessed because of the grace of God. Yet not I. I didn't do it. He did it. I let him do it. I cooperated. You can do it too. You got the same measure of faith I got. What? God is no respecter of person. So the yet not I principle. And then the yet not I. Then I want to show you another one. The much more principle. Go to Romans. Go to Romans 5. Good God Almighty. Ooh, my time. Romans 5. Romans 5, verse 9. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Verse 10. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more. Being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Stick with me. Verse 15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God. Oh, I love it. Much more the grace of God. 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 I said much more. The grace of God. And the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded to many. You're back at the cross. He died. He's dying again. You got your shouting clothes on? Go to verse 17. For by one man offense, death ran by one. Much more they that receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. You're not reigning until you prosper. I don't care how many scriptures you know. And I don't care how long you pray. And I don't care how long you pray. You just go ahead and get mad with me because you don't have the whole package. I pray more than you all. Paul said, I can say it. To reign in life on earth, you got to have some money. Aren't you tired of this getting by money? I've been there. I know what it is, getting by. That's why we sung so many songs about heaven. Trying to get up out of here. I'm tired of this mess. No, hang around a little longer. Let me teach you a little more. Look at verse 20. You think I'm playing? Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, that's a much more principle. The yet not I principle. Now I go to one more, the together principle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In Romans. In Romans, the together. Romans, in Ephesians 2. Come on, children, I got to close. Fifty-four seconds. Pray, you might get it sometime this week. Come on, stand up, let's praise God a minute. Thank God for his goodness. I didn't start preaching yesterday, boy. I've been preaching a long time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I believe.
I receive.
What I heard.
My life.
Will never. Never, 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 never
be the same again.
I'd walk in these principles. The yet not I principle. What the other one? Much more. Go over those scriptures. Let the Lord talk to you about that. Watch those slicksters. Don't let them talk your money out your pocket. You notice in my meetings, I never try to talk no money out your pocket. Never. No, now don't want to. God don't want to connect. They try to slickly rub my anointing off on me. Be putting their hand on me. And, you know, I know what they're trying to do, steal anointing. You can't steal anointing. You got to connect with an anointing and respect an anointing. All these boys that hang around me in their churches, there are people have caught on, just flowing. There are people getting blessed.
Yeah.
It's anointing. Money coming has an anointing with it. Jesus said, be here till he come.
Yeah.
I declare money comes to you.
Yeah.
Now.
From
every direction. From the east. West. North.
And south.
Money.
Cometh.
To me
now.
Why not? Why God give me that word? Why God give me that word? Leroy, come receive the offering. Why God give me that word? Why can't I pronounce this on you? Why can't I prophesy a word that the Lord give me over you? You respect my ministry enough to be here? What he give it to me for if I can't use it? I declare. Every financial lack that you're experiencing at this hour will be removed. In 62 days. That's what I heard. See, I said, no, you want me to say a day? I thought he was going to say 21 or something like that. He said 62. Yeah. Don't try to make it happen. Yeah. Let it happen. Get out the way. The yet not I principle. Yeah. Never gaze people. People who flashing money, don't gaze them. Great football player. I was trying to be a blessing to him. I was just trying to tell him what the Lord told me to tell him. He must have thought I was like the other people who always wanted money. I had money. He knew I had money. I had money, plenty of money. But I was trying to tell him a direction to get out the rat race. Because it ain't going to last always. It seemed like those folks who make money by a career of athletes or movie stars, they can't handle it when a prophet walk out. No begging, no celebrities, just sit down and eat. Just like a regular man. You know what I'm saying? Catering, it's catering. Stop catering to people. Just because they say they're a star. They ain't no bigger star. Who you got the biggest star in you?
Yeah.
Jesus. Listen, you listen to this statement. You may not understand this. Donald Trump is not rich as me. What you mean by that? He don't have the connection I have. I'm connected to all the money. You know, watch it, some of his money leave, if it's necessary. You got to recognize that. You got to recognize you already rich. You reading the map, trying to go somewhere you already are. So receive. Believe and receive. The grace of, oh my, Leroy, come on. The grace of God is upon you. It has already been announced in heaven that you're rich. When you came into the family, you got Galatians chapter 4. You got to grow up. Stop acting like just a servant. You're a son. You're supposed to be in the house. I'm in the house. That's right, sister. I'm in the house. Say it. I'm in the house. Right now, I'm in the house. Wealth, riches, and abundance, increase, belong to me now. Why? I'm in the house. I'm in the Lord. I'm in Christ. Christ in me. I'm an heir. I'm a joint heir. With Christ. Christ ain't broke.